Good morning, everybody. Commissioner Sharp here, calling the meeting to order. We have a few things we need to finish up with this morning. I think the first thing on the agenda is agenda item number 17. And we will have Paul Coughlin, if Paul's on the line, discuss with us some of the DPA disposal issues we've been discussing. So, Paul, are you out there?
I am here. Yes. Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
The Commission Secretary Roebling. Yeah. If it's all right, we'll probably take all three of those items, 17, 18, and 19, all together. They are all information items regarding some various land-associated dealings that we're working on. I draw your attention to pages 40 through 49 in your commission book. On page 40, you'll find a listing that includes the three agenda items. As Commissioner Sharp mentioned, the GPA disposals, there's a list of six GPAs that are on the, we'll call it the short list for proposal to dispose of. We have a couple of information items, one involving a donation of property from Ducks Unlimited. And the third item, something that we really haven't brought in front of the commission for about 2.5 years, and that is a proposal to actually acquire a piece of property via purchase. And so just another opportunity for us to add to an existing game production area and provide some additional recreational opportunities for folks. So if it's all right, I'll start out with item number 17, GPA disposals.
Paul?
Yes.
I suppose I should let the people that are listening out there know that the commission had asked the department to take a look at and rank all the property that we have, that we own, both through the wildlife side as well as, and Scott Simpson alluded to it yesterday on the park side. Because over time, any organization can end up with various properties that used to fill a need, various properties through, you know, whatever means, that over time become not strategic to our efforts and our goals. And so the commission asked the department to take a hard review of property that maybe didn't fit our need anymore or wasn't really being utilized to its fullest extent. So this is the initial start, the initial report that is coming out now, and that is the reason for this report. I'm sure some people out there are wondering, well, where did this come from? But that's the genesis of this initial effort here, and I would expect us to have continued efforts as we go through more property that we have a few acres here that don't get used or that type of thing. So well, this effort will be ongoing, and with that, this is our first start, and now I'll just hand it back to you, Paul.
Thank you, Commissioner Sharp. And thank you for that explanation. When the commission asked us to start taking a look at some of these properties, it was really, the timing was excellent because we had just recently come off our GPA assessment process where we asked our staff to basically rank the quality of the game production areas that we had with the idea of identifying opportunity to improve game production areas, both wildlife habitat and public use on those GPAs. And coming off that process, and then being asked to take a hard look at the properties that we have, it allowed us to utilize the information that we had gathered during that GPA assessment. But then also when we got down to a short list, I think the initial list of proposed disposal properties was about 20 to 25 properties long. And so we asked our staff to, again, take a real close, hard look at these game production areas. And really the two things that kind of floated the top as far as determining whether or not a game production area was still meeting its intended use was whether or not there was wildlife habitat development opportunities or opportunities to actually improve wildlife habitat on those, but also What are these properties, providing for public recreation and hunting, fishing access, that sort of thing? We also asked the staff to look at, things like the relative size of the property, and of course, the relative size of a property, that's going to equate highly to how much opportunity is there for public hunting access or fishing access, but also the quality and the opportunity for habitat development. So looking at things like the size, the adjacency to other public land, management opportunities, and then just even the surrounding habitat. Do we have a game production area that is, kind of sits in the middle of a landscape that maybe doesn't provide a whole lot of wildlife habitat or recreation opportunity, and so there's a diminished value in that game production area as far as contributing to a larger landscape level habitat view. So what we did is we like I said, the original list was about 25 properties long, and the staff, through carefully looking at these and looking at other opportunities, shaved that list down to the six that you see in front of you listed. Westlake Ponset Game Production Area, South Buffalo Lake East Game Production Area, the Mondre portion of Pickerel Lake GPA, Mallard Slough GPA, North Sanborn GPA, and Chartner Ditch GPA. And if you look in your commission books, you'll see that there is a map showing every one of these game production areas, and they are outlined just so it's clear. It's the red polygon that you see on the map. That's the game production area that is proposed for disposal. So the process where we are right now, in disposing of real property, we're guided by state statute, and one of the things that we have to do is determine the market value of that property. And so we have gone through the process of appraising these six properties. We have those values in place. They're again listed on the information sheet in front of you. The next step in this process is what we feel is to provide the public with an opportunity to comment on this. And this is why we're bringing this as an information item to this meeting, with the idea that we will get it out there. Our staff have already started talking to individuals in and around the area where the game production areas are located, letting folks know, some of the local sportsmen, that we're considering disposing of these properties, just to get some feedback. What we'd like to do then is get that that public input, and then if we're able, bring this to you next month at your July meeting with a resolution to dispose of these properties, and that resolution would basically declare the properties surplus and no longer meeting the needs of game fish and parks. So that would be the process next month. Again, if we choose to take public comment a little longer, or there seems to be some more information that the public's needing or wanting on these things, we can sure, kick that down the road, but it would be then, I don't believe there's an August meeting, so it would be in September we'd bring this to you as a finalization or to adopt a resolution. So with that, I'll be quiet on this right now and take any questions you might have about these six proposed GPA disposals.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Is there any questions from the commission? I guess, Paul, what I'd ask you to do is quickly go through each of the photographs that the aerial overheads that we have here. You explained on the Ponta one, the orange area is the one that's going to be sold off. If we go to the next slide, South Buffalo Lake, got a yellow square and a green square, and then the orange square, I assume, is the one that piece that's going to be looked at being gotten rid of.
That's correct, Commissioner Sharp. Going through those, the Westlake Ponset, it's that 40-acre polygon right in the middle, paint much of that big wetland. the South Buffalo Lake. You know, that's a smaller acreage, but you know, one of the things that came up with this property is the fact that it's truly inaccessible except by water, and so it's one of those that again ranked very low as far as trying to maintain it for public use. The Pickerel Lake, the Mondry portion of that GPA, is that small red or orange polygon that you see kind of towards the middle of the page. Again, one that just, it does not provide public hunting opportunity just because of its location adjacent to a bunch of cabins. And it also is limited in, you know, the amount of wildlife habitat development that we could possibly do there. Mallard Slough in Beetle County. Again, it, you know, this is one that it's primarily wetland. There's not a lot of opportunity for us to develop habitat on this. The habitat is what it is, you know, with the wetland being on it. And then the other part of this one is that it is access limited. The only open section line to it is, you know, runs through the slough. And so it's one that, you know, we, again, just feel that there's not opportunity for us as an agency to manage this, either for habitat or for public use. The North Sanborn GPA, this is that long, narrow stretch. I guess it's in really two parcels. And right on the Beetle-Sanborn County line along Highway 37, this property is one that was acquired by the department when South Dakota Department of Transportation was constructing Highway 37. This was a property that, you know, when they had excess parcels as a result of their road construction, they provided an opportunity to Game Fish Parks to acquire these. And we did at the time, a number of decades ago. But again, our staff feels that there just isn't the opportunity to manage this properly or provide much in the way of public hunting opportunity, given the, you know, just the size and location of it. The Shartner Ditch GPA, again, that one's a relic of an old water project. That there used to be a water control structure on Silver Lake, and this ditch was the inlet outlet of that lake. That water diversion project has long been abandoned, and our agency continues to own this long, narrow ditch. Again, not much in the way of habitat opportunity or public hunting use. So, again, one for the size and location, our staff felt that it was worth putting on the list for disposal. Now, that's kind of a quick rundown of the six that we've got on the slate.
Great, good explanations, Paul. Good report. And any questions from the commission on any of this? Again, I think that should go, Commissioner Locken.
Yeah, Commissioner Locken here. Let's go back to the Pickerel Lake one. I can sure understand where that would be hard to manage. Are we keeping easements on any of this land or restricting development? You know, that is a beautiful area, and are we going to be, you know, is there going to be some boat storage garages put up or something like that? You know, we owe it to the public not to put not to have the wrong type of structures put there.
Yeah, that's Commissioner Locken, that's a very good point. And the intent when we do sell real property is that we do not maintain any sort of easement or any sort of control over that property. We, you know, it's sold in fee title, and it's up to the next owner to decide what they want to do with it. One of the things that, and I completely understand what you're saying about, you know, perhaps even maintaining the green space here, as you might say. One of the other challenges that we have with this particular property is that we do have, you know, like I mentioned, there's cabins that are adjoining this property. And one of the situations that our staff has to deal with almost on an annual basis is the, the encroachment onto our property by our neighbors who feel it's a there's not much use in that land other than to store their boat trailers or their ice houses or various other personal property. So that's a contributing factor in this one, is that we do have encroachment issues with the adjoining neighbors, and this would allow those neighbors an opportunity to, if they so choose to buy that property and utilize it for their personal use.
What you don't, through the chair, we don't know how much it costs to hold on to that property. What kind of tax bill is on there?
So on that particular property, we pay about $900 a year in taxes, and so it's there is a tax liability there. As far as management, you know, we say our management costs run about $15 an acre. You know, in this case, it might be much less than 15, just because management right now on that game production area is basically limited to making sure that our signs are on the quarter and the noxious weeds are controlled. So we don't have any inputs with regards to, you know, maybe a food plot or any sort of other annual maintenance other than taxes, weed control, and signage. And so it's probably less than that $15 an acre management cost, but I think the bigger burden in this one is the taxes.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Commissioner Whitmire.
Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you, Paul. I'm glad you mentioned noxious weeds. Some of these inaccessible areas, specifically the South Buffalo Lake GPA, if that's landlocked, not only does the public struggle to get use of it, but also the department lacks the ability to freely come in and Levy's Bird, for example, we were just discussing that this morning, and it seems to be more prevalent. And if we can't control those, it gives us a black eye, too, to have those areas where if we, you know, aren't doing our part in controlling those noxious weeds, it doesn't help anybody. So I'm glad you're looking at those landlocked areas specifically, not only for access, but also our ability to efficiently manage those areas. So thank you.
Yes, thank you for that comment.
Yeah, keep in mind, we are, you know, I'm sure there's some thought out there that we should never sell a piece of land, but the reality of it is, if we have pieces of land we're not using, we can't manage to the benefit of the public, let's turn this land into cash and take that cash and go buy parcels of land that will benefit the public, we can manage and, you know, creates a habitat area that it really benefits everybody. So that is the goal of this. We'll continue to do this kind of exercise, both on the wildlife as well as the park side. So good report, Paul. If there's no other questions on this particular issue, let's move on to the next one then.
Okay, number 18 on your agenda is the donation from Ducks Unlimited to Game Fish and Parks. This is up, this is a quarter section that Ducks Unlimited acquired back in 2016. Through one of the programs that they have. The property is one that they've approached us because of its location next to Renzi Housing Slough GPA. They would like to see this property go into the public use and public management as a game production area, and are proposing to donate the property to us. This is one that we... You know, we've seen these donations before. This is one that Ducks Unlimited is, you know, they'd like to again see this in public ownership, and they're working through just a few grant items that there are, you know, some funding things on their end. So this is one that we would probably bring to you next month for finalization as in the form of adopting a resolution to accept this property, and then from that point on we would. Continue to work with Ducks Unlimited to do the title transfer sometime later this summer. So I would take any questions you might have about this property, but again, one that we would bring to you for action next month.
Any questions from the commission? No, it looks like a nice piece of property, a great addition to that area.
Yeah, it will be, Commissioner Sharp, and it actually is going to help improve access to the game production area overall. And so it would be a very nice addition, and you know, located where it is, you know, north of Aberdeen and adjacent to the Renzi Housing SLU GPA, management cost is going to be just a minimal because our, you know, essentially our crews are up there doing work on Renzi Housing and many of the game production areas in that same area, and having this other quarter section is not going to be a financial or labor burden by any stretch on our team.
Awesome. How about the Ulmer Wilderness?
Yes, final item, the number 19 Ulmer Wilderness Edition. Again, this is something that we haven't had in front of the commission for about 2.5 years, and that is a proposal to acquire a parcel of land in fee title through purchase. We're not talking about a big chunk of ground here, you know, 15 acres. But it's an opportunity that was offered to us by two adjoining landowners. And we looked at this as one of those maybe exceptions to the current thinking that, you know, when an opportunity like this presents itself to round out a game production area, you know, and provide additional recreational opportunities for the public and habitat management opportunities, We again feel like this is a parcel that it's worth bringing forward as a purchase, or at least two parcels, I guess. One of the things about this too is we've got, you know, as many of you know, we have conservation groups all across the state, Pheasant Forever chapters, sportsmen's clubs, et cetera, who like the fact that Game Fish and Parks occasionally would acquire public hunting ground. And in this case, the Pheasants Forever chapter out of Yankton has stepped forward and pledged $10,000 towards the purchase of this property. So with an appraised value of, you know, $45,600, we've got one group that's already come forward and willing to put their hard-earned money on the table to help us acquire this property. So this one, we were going through the process of acquisition and presenting it to you as an information item. We would advertise this one for public notice and bring it to you next month in July for finalization. And so if there, I'd take any questions you might have on this proposal. Again, one we, little, you know, an acquisition project that we haven't seen for a couple of years now, but I think it's time to, and the opportunity with these parcels are just right for us.
I would agree. Good report. Any questions from the commission? If not, I think we're good, Paul. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.